I'm Hilary Barsky for Good Morning America Now. My guest is Cindy Crawford. Happy pre-Mother's Day.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
Do your kids do anything special?
I'm sure I'll be getting some object made out of clay. I saw them working on it last week when I was volunteering at school, and they're like, you're not supposed to be seeing this. I'm like, okay, I don't see it. But, yes, I know I'm getting a clay hand in that.
They're 6 and 8.
Yes.
And they have made you eco-friendly in a way.
Well, I think as soon as you become a mother, you start having more concern about the planet that you're bringing children, you know, to live on. But also the school that they go to is very environmentally aware, and it's just a big part of the curriculum there. And it's kind of shown me that I need to pay more attention to it, and we've learned from each other, you know, like our school does a beach cleanup every year, and we all go and we do it together. And I think that if they saw me wasting plastic or whatever, they would say something. It's kind of like smoking. You know how now if anyone smokes, the 5-year-old is like, Mom, don't. I mean, I don't smoke, but I've seen kids.
Sure.
For instance, my mother smoked, and my daughter is just so
mad
at her. How I told Grandma to stop. But same with wasting plastic or, you know, running. You know, they know, turn off the water when you're brushing your teeth. Like, they don't just leave it run. They already know that.
They're just so savvy.
But I think that's just, it just makes us seem like old-timies that we don't, that we had to learn that. They're just growing up in a world where that is the way it is.
And tell us, you have developed this reusable water bottle?
Right. Well, I teamed up with Pure Water Filtration, which is they make water filters for home use. We teamed up to make reusable aluminum bottles. We called it Thirsty for Change. And even I started just myself, like, okay, I'm not going to use plastic water bottles at home. I started just with easy. And I stopped 6 water bottles a day, 6 plastic water bottles, which is over 2,000 a year. I mean, and so I thought, wow. And then my kids see me doing it. My husband sees me doing it. The people who are at my house. I just have one of the pitchers sitting out. I have a room temp one, and I have one in the fridge. It's cold. And that's what I give people now. And then when you make one small change like that, you're like, well, what else can I do? It's empowering to do little changes like that.
Well, it's interesting you said that. I threw out some bottles of water this morning and put them in the recyclable bin in my apartment building. I couldn't believe how many bottles I threw out.
It's like 50 billion water bottles, I think, a year that we use in America, and only less than 15% are recycled. So that's 86% aren't recycled. And, you know, besides the financial implication, that plastic is made from petroleum, from oil. Yeah. And I think that the numbers on that were something like, if America didn't use all those plastic bottles, it would fuel 100,000 cars for 1 year.
It's incredible.
And when you think about that, and the cost, because the part of the cost of bottled water is the bottle that we throw out. And also, you know, there's a lot of health concerns about when those water bottles heat up. If you leave it in your car, does it get into the water? I mean, aluminum does not leach anything into the water. Plus, I mean, I think New York, everyone says the drinking water here is good.
It's great.
But where they test it is at the plant. Sometimes it's going through very old pipes to actually get to your apartment. So even though it might taste good, there's stuff that you might not see. And when you filter water, in the pure water, it's 3 times filtered. It's a triple filtration system. It actually tastes great. And you know that you're not getting any lead or any of the other, you know, things that could be lurking in old, very old pipes.